Hi, this is Rabbi Ari Spiegler with the Zman Kilava Kol podcast. God willing, this Shabbos we'll be reading from Parshat Shemini. And right at the beginning of Parshat Shemini, we learned that on the first day of the month of Nisan, following the Yemei HaMilui and the 7 days of dedication, which we read about at the end of last week's Parsha, Parshat Tzav, the inauguration of the Mishkan had finally arrived. We read so many Parshiot all about the command to construct the Mishkan, to construct the physical structure, the actual kelim, the vessels, the bigdei kuna, the priestly garb, as well as the fulfillment of all of those. Last week we learned about, like we mentioned, the Yemei HaMilui, the dry run. Finally, the Mishkan is going to be used going forward. So what happens? Moshe summons Aaron and his sons, the Kohanim, to offer korbanot before Hashem, the Sanhedrin. They view the proceedings. Aaron and Moshe, they bless the nation. Hashem's presence appears on the Mizbeach to the celebration of the entire Bnei Yisrael. This was the culmination of all of their great efforts. So what should have been a joyous celebration was unfortunately marred by the death of two of Aaron's sons. We know that Nadav and Avihu, they bring an Ish Zarai, foreign fire, on the Mizbeach, and that was an unauthorized service. And unfortunately, they were punished with death. So the Torah tells us, this is in Vayikra, Perek Yud, Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer Moshe Aaron, Moshe says to Aaron, Hu asher diber Hashem leimor bikrovai ekadesh, ve'al pnei chol ha'am ekaved. This is what Hashem meant when he said, through those near to me, I show myself holy and gain glory before all the people. Not exactly clear what Moshe was trying to impart to Aaron at that time, but we're told, what is Aaron's reaction to finding out about his sons? Lo aleinu, vayidom Aaron. That Aaron was silent. Moshe tries to offer some level of consolation, exactly what that message is, not for now. Aaron remains silent despite the enormity of the tragedy. Rashi tells us, based off the Gemara, Masechet Tzvachim, Adav Kuf, Tet Vav Amud Bet, Vayidom Aaron, Kibel Schar Al Shtikato. Aaron actually is rewarded for this reaction. He receives reward for remaining silent. Umaschar Kibel. What was the reward that he received? Shenitiached Imo Hadibur. That there was a divine address, there was a command, there were mitzvot that were imparted to the Jewish people, and they were given specifically through Aaron alone, not through Moshe. Where do we see that? Shenemra Lo Levado Parshat Shtu Yayayim. Because right after this, we learn about how Kohanim are not allowed to serve when they are intoxicated with wine. And those halachot are given to Aaron, not to Moshe. Why is it that this message goes to Aaron? Most of the mitzvot are given to Moshe to then impart to the Jewish people. These are given to Aaron for him to impart to the Kohanim. Why is that the case? It is a reward for his reaction to hearing this news about his sons. He is kibel schar al shtikato. He receives reward for his silence. So what Chazal are trying to tell us is that Aaron's silence in the face of adversity, and more specifically in the face of tragedy, that is considered something which is praiseworthy. That's something that is deserving of reward. That's something that maybe we would argue is even heroic. Think about it. Anyone in such a situation may have at best questioned Hashem. But at worst, lo aleinu, maybe even cursed Hashem. We can't even imagine. Aaron, nevertheless, was somehow able to find that mental wherewithal to at least remain silent, as if accepting the painful and confusing divine decree. Aaron's faith was so solid, it was so unshakable, that he accepted this difficult decree from Hashem with a complete heart, never once questioning the decision of Hashem. He remained silent, and that silence is heroic. That silence is something deserving of reward. If you look in the Sefer Yalkut Divrei Chachamim, it brings down a story from the Sefer Ateret Shlomo, that there was a Rav Lipman from Radomsk. I'm not exactly sure totally who all the different personalities are, but Rav Lipman from Radomsk once went to visit the Kutzker Rebbe. Now the Rebbe, he asked Rav Lipman for some Divrei Torah from Rav Lipman's father-in-law, who was the Radomsker Rebbe, the Tiferet Shlomo. Okay, so you have the Kutzker Rebbe asking Rav Lipman, tell me some Torah from the Radomsker. So he shared the following Dvar Torah in the name of his father-in-law. I'll read to you how it's recorded from the Sefer Yalkut Divrei Chachamim. Be'arona kohen k'tiv. Vayidom Aaron. When it comes to Aaron, he hears this terrible news. He hears about the loss of his two sons, a great tragedy. And what's his reaction? Vayidom Aaron. He's absolutely silent. Aval, but, says the Radomsky Rebbe, David HaMelech Alav HaShalom Halach Od Hala. David HaMelech had an even better reaction than that of Aaron. Where do we see that? Kemosh Neamar, as we see in Tehillim. This is the Mizmor Lamed, Pasuk Gimel. Leman Yizamercha Chavod Velo Yidom. David HaMelech says, so that I should sing your glory, and I will not be silent. Hainu, meaning what? Shebe'et Sara, at a time of difficulty, at a time of distress, at a time of loss, at a time of challenge, Od Hayam Minagein Bazemer. Still, David HaMelech would sing. He would sing about the glory of Hashem. As courageous and as heroic as the silence of Aaron was, and like we said, deserving of reward, he gets a divine decree, a divine mitzvah that comes specifically through him, not through Moshe. It was amazing. It was powerful. It was 100% something to be celebrated. Nevertheless, David HaMelech had perhaps an even greater response. David HaMelech says, "V'lo yidom, I will not remain silent. I will continue to sing, even amid tragedy, even when I'm confounded by difficult and painful situations. I won't remain silent. Instead, I will always sing. Laman yizamercha chavod velo yidom. I will not remain silent. I will continue to sing." David HaMelech, he pledges that no matter how difficult or how turbulent his life circumstances were, no matter what occurred, he would never stop singing. And if you look at the life of David HaMelech, he had a very difficult life, a very complicated life, starting from when he was a young man all the way until he was much older. With many different family relationships, he had complications, great difficulty throughout his entire life. And what does he say? "V'lo yidom, I will not remain silent, and I will continue to sing." Aaron, though his silence, he accepted his divine decree. But David HaMelech, he never just accepted it. He said, "You know what? I will continue to sing your glory. I will continue to sing your praises." And the story concludes, the story of Rav Lipman of Radomsk and the Kutzker Rebbe, so on and so forth. Story concludes as recorded, "Ukshishama mimeno harebi mikutzker davarze." When the Kutzker heard this Dvar Torah, he fligo tameod. He said, "Wow, that's fantastic. Vamar ki etev asher diber." He says, that was absolutely correct. That's the right way to read it. The Kutzker just absolutely loved this Dvar Torah. Aaron is amazing. Aaron is a hero. Aaron is deserving of reward. To be able to look at tragedy, to look at the loss of two of his sons, to basically suspend any mourning practices, which he basically does, as we see throughout the parsha, to be that leader at a time of great personal difficulty, that's unbelievable. That is deserving of reward. That is heroic. That should be celebrated. But David HaMelech says, "I'm going to take it one step further. Laman yizamercha chavav leidom. I'm going to continue to sing velo yidom, and I will not remain silent. It's not enough for me to just accept it. I will continue to sing your praises and to bring you glory, Hashem." It's fascinating to think about these two models since the unfortunate atrocities on October 7th. Look, on an individual level, we can never judge how a person reacts to experiencing the horrors of those or any tragedies whatsoever, whether it's on a personal connection, whether they went through it, they're related to someone. We would never judge the way anyone reacts to such an experience. And of course, the same would apply for the subsequent war, the terrorist attacks, the ongoing captivity of our hostages. It's a very difficult time. Everyone handles things differently, and we should respect that. At the same time, the eternal Jewish people were never and are never satisfied with just the silence of Aaron, which we said is heroic and courageous. The Jewish people historically and currently choose instead the path of David HaMelech. Not only are we not going to remain silent, but we continue to sing. We continue to dance. We continue to laugh. We continue to build and we continue to grow. Yes, some of us, unfortunately, we can only hope to reach the level of an Aaron. But on a national level, we don't even leave it at the level of Aaron. We take it one step further and we say, "Leman yizamercha chavod velo yidom." We will not remain silent. Hashem, we will continue to sing about your glory. It's an unbelievably high level to reach. But at least on a national level, we have absolutely reached it, if not exceeded that level of "Leman yizamercha chavod velo yidom," that we will continue to sing and we will not remain silent. Each and every one of us, lo aleinu, we face difficulties, we face setbacks, we face challenges, whatever it is in our lives. And we look at that Aaron model in awe. We too hope to be able to at least silently accept the divine decree, even when it hurts and even when we don't understand it. We all have that to some extent. And lo aleinu, on a national level, we're feeling it very much since October 7th. But we must also strive to reach the level of David HaMelech. We must also be able to dust ourselves off and not just to remain silent and to accept it, but we always have to continue to sing, to continue to dance, to continue to build. And like I said, it's been unbelievably awe-inspiring to see the Jewish people, specifically in Medinat Yisrael, but really throughout the entire world, to say, "Hashem, lelo yidom, I'm not going to remain silent. We're not going to remain silent. We're going to continue to sing your praises." We hope and we daven that we should have at least the heroism of an Aaron, and even better, to have the heroism of a David HaMelech. Let's make sure, as difficult as things may be in lo aleinu, the difficulties should go away, they should stop, everything should be good going forward. But if need be, we will try our best to be like Aaron, and even more so, to be like David HaMelech. Leman yizamercha chavod velo yidom. Shabbat shalom.